From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we look at how special interest groups are getting out their message before tomorrow's caucuses in Iowa. But first,
the commission I've appointed today will examine intelligence on weapons of mass destruction and related 21st century threats and issue specific recommendations to ensure our capabilities are strong.
President Bush earlier today announcing his executive order creating a commission that will examine pre-war intelligence in Iraq. Joining us now for an update is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, what did the president say?
Well, he finally confirmed for us that he had signed that executive order that they've been talking about all week now since the president changed his mind and decided that some sort of a commission is necessary. He said the mandate will be to compare the pre-war intelligence on Iraq and its weapons of mass destruction and what is now known on the ground in Iraq. And the White House, the president, wants this commission also to take a broad look, to look at U.S. intelligence capabilities around the world, including into North Korea. Korea and Iran, and he also wants them to compare what we now know about a place like Libya and Afghanistan with what was believed about those particular countries before recent developments in that part of the world. But he says the stakes are very high, and he wants this commission to provide a very valuable assessment of things.
And what everyone has been wondering, who is on this panel?
Yes, it is a number of people. We got seven names today. Two more names will follow. So there are two players to be named later. The president said it would be bipartisan, and it does have some Democrats, probably most prominent. One of the co-chairs is Chuck Robb, a Democrat. He's a former governor. He's a former senator. He is a son-in-law of Lyndon Baines Johnson. The other chair is retired Judge Lawrence Silberman. He is a Republican. He worked for Presidents Nixon and Ford. Republican Senator John McCain is on the commission. He's the senator from Arizona, who's known to be an independent type. The other Democrats, Lloyd Cutler is a very prominent attorney. He was former White House counsel to Presidents Carter and Clinton. Judge Pat Wald is on the commission. She is a former D.C. Court of Appeals judge who was appointed by Democratic President Carter. Then the two other names we have, Rick Levin is the president of Yale University, Mr. Bush's alma mater, and Admiral Bill Studeman, a former deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
And even though there are some Democrats on the panel, Democrats not on the panel, some say that the panel is still not entirely independent, that it should not be named entirely by the president.
Exactly. The critics of this panel say that its credibility cannot be complete, no matter who is on it, if it is entirely of the president's choosing. The president counters that the stature of these people he has named ensures their independence, that it will be a very independent panel because of the integrity and experience that these commission members bring to the task.
And the deadline, March 31st, 2005, well after the election, that's prompting some criticism too, right?
Well, after the election, there are some who are saying, hey, at least a preliminary report should be coming out in advance of the election because that is important information that people should know when they're trying to decide who should be the next president of the United States, when they're trying to decide if they will vote for President Bush in the November election.
And to note, there are also other investigations underway as well.
There are indeed. There are investigations up on the Hill. Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, has called for an investigation. So this will be one of several underway on this topic.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you.